Hello, everybody, and welcome back to my podcast. Thank you. I know it's been a while, but I'm back. First off, let me ask a question. Are you guys sick of COVID like I'm sick of COVID? I am so tired of hearing about COVID. Oh, my God. Now, today we're going to touch on Cardi B and the fact that she filed divorce from the rapper Offset. For those who don't know, 3 years of marriage. Now, when she first petitioned for the divorce, she asked a lawyer, can we do this in a low-key, private type of way? Her lawyer told her, well, that's going to be hard because being that you're a high profile celeb, it's going to be hard. The hell you mean it's going to be hard? I mean, you shut your fucking mouth and tell everybody that works in this building to shut their fucking mouth. How was that hard? But child, you know, soon as she got out the building, they started calling every blogger and news outlet that would listen, trying to sell that story. Now, certain YouTube bloggers talked to Cardi B personally. You know, they're in her DMs. And we'll get into that tea after this break. Back, honey. Now we are got to get into some things. Now I know a few bloggers that I watch who say they got into Cardi B's DMs to see if the rumors were true. Yeah, the rumors that Cardi B is actually divorcing Offset because of him cheating again. Because he supposedly, allegedly, got some woman pregnant.
Say what?
Yes. Cardi B told the bloggers those rumors were not true. Offset didn't get anyone pregnant, so she think. Offset didn't cheat again, so she think. Cardi says the divorce came because they simply have grown apart from each other. As of now, for a few months, they have been living separately. Think it was Page Six or TMZ who obtained Cardi B's divorce papers, and many were surprised to see that Cardi B was asking for child support. Now,
say what?
Yeah, I don't see a problem with that. So Cardi told the blogs that she didn't personally put that in the divorce papers. The lawyer did. So when Cardi B questioned her lawyer and asked him, why did you put that in my divorce papers? He said, it's standard in Georgia for that to be put, for child support to be put on divorce papers. So I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know anything about Georgia laws, but that is some shady shit. Why would you put that in there? I mean, you cause an unnecessary anguish, you know, unless if Cardi actually talk to Offset and be like, you know, I'm not asking for child support. And then when he gets served the divorce papers, there's child support in there. You know, He about gonna wonder who lying, who telling the truth. You said you wasn't gonna do no child support. I get papers and it's child support in here. What's really going on? So, personally, I don't see the big deal. I don't care how much money she got. What's wrong with him legally helping out take care of the child financially? But in to his, you know, it's been said that he takes care of all his kids. Something like 5 last I checked. Maybe he's trying to catch up with Future. I wish Cardi B the best. I love her to death. Divorce is never easy. And if she actually goes through with it, I think she'll be just fine. She'll find another Offset. But Offset will never find another Cardi B. That does it for this episode of Tea with Auntie. Remember to donate if you like. Hit the follow button. Share this episode and hit the like button. It helps me out a lot. Thank you for listening. Bye.